Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is creeping up on 410 here, 80 degrees on this Monday, May 12th, 2025. I told you we have some of our nation's finest serving not only our area here in Scranton, but the nation as well. For this great event coming up, the Northeast Pennsylvania Armed Forces Day Parade, May 17th, 2025. It's a courthouse square. There's a whole morning of events accumulating the Armed Forces Day Parade. And we have two gentlemen in the studio right now. Gentlemen, I'd like you to introduce yourselves, first of all.
Lieutenant Colonel Cliff Morales from the Pennsylvania Army National Guard. We're the 55th Brigade right here in Scranton, Pennsylvania.
All right.
And also from the same unit, Chief Warrant Officer Dan Stella.
All right. So not only our nation's finest, but Scranton's finest as well. So you guys are both on the committee for this great event, this Armed Forces Day. It is a whole day. It's not just a parade. You guys start out with a Heroes of All Kinds 5K?
That is correct. 9 o'clock in the morning, they'll kick off the run right there from Courthouse Square. And that run, they're taking the registration still online, as well as can register day of in the morning. And then we'll move into some awards presentations right there on Courthouse Square afterwards, right into the parade that starts at 11 o'clock.
And for the parade, what are you guys expecting that day? You said looks like you're going to have a really great turnout for the day. Hopefully the weather, I don't have the weather in front of me, but hopefully that looks pretty good so far.
Yeah, we're hoping for good weather. Things we have high school bands coming, like many other parades, and then we're going to have some military equipment, and probably, I don't know about most importantly, but for me probably is the led by the American Legion and the VFWs of the local area.
So from all our heroes from all times there, you know, our VFWs, our American Legions, we have a big listening audience. It's funny, they text in all the time. You know, we got 12 guys, we have 20 guys sitting around the Legion right now listening to the show. Can you talk about this, or thanks for talking about that? Armed Forces Day. And Pennsylvania never disappoints when it comes to supporting our military. A big military town, big military state, you know, as well. Tell us, you know, what you guys are expecting this day.
Rob, that's right. Well, you know, Armed Forces Day, you know, throughout the year we have Veterans Day and we have Memorial Day. But Armed Forces Day, slightly different in that we are honoring soldiers, sailors, and airmen that are currently serving, right? So Memorial Day is about those that have passed, and Veterans Day is about all veterans who have served. But this is the one event where we get this honor and support the veterans, and not just the veterans or the currently serving soldiers, but their families as well.
It brings everybody together. You know, we were talking a little bit before we came on air, and the family connections with military. You know, my two children, you know, my son's military wife, who's home with their kid, who he left, it was 3 months old, now just turned a year old. Families serve as well. Families serve as well, and this is just as much for them as it is for the active duty military personnel.
Absolutely, Rob. You know, the family who stays behind when a soldier deploys takes on a large burden as well, right? That significant other who has double the duties, right? And, you know, not just them, but the grandparents, everybody else who chips in and supports our warfighters.
So this is a great opportunity for people from all over Northeast Pennsylvania to come out to Scranton, the Courthouse Square. And again, Heroes of All Kind 5K at 9 a.m. in the morning, and then the parade starts at 11. How long do you think the parade is going to last this day?
So we start off at Gene O'Merley Veterans Center is where the kickoff point is, and we'll come up to Lackawanna Ave and then come around ending on Courthouse Square. Usually it's about an hour to hour and a half. This year I think we're sitting at about 57 groups that are participating in the parade for us. So we've grown. Last year I think we were at 39. This year we're back at 57. So we're growing the parade as we go.
Yeah, I'm looking now. It looks like 76 degrees. I mean, chance of a shower, but I see some sun there in there. So, you know, perfect day for a parade, I would say. You don't want it too hot. You guys wearing all that gear out there, especially if they're in their dress alphas or something.
Only the lead guys are in the dress outfit. Everybody gets to wear the duty uniform for the marching units. And we do have, for the marching units, the 55th Brigade from Scranton, the Navy Sea Cadets from right down here in Avoca. Hopefully we'll have a little bit of showing from the Marine Corps Reserve that's right down here in 44th. as well as the Navy Reserve that's here in Avoca and the Army Reserve that's in Scranton.
How many people does it take? You guys both said you're part of the committee, and, you know, as true team players, you know, we're just part of a group here. You know, it's a true team event, which it is. Anyone involved in something like this or the military realizes it doesn't matter what your rank is. You know, there's someone who may give the orders, but unless there's that chain of command, unless there's that people to see it through and command master sergeants or command sergeant majors to keep those guidances in line, it doesn't happen. So how many people put this together? How many people are on the committee and actually see this through?
About 20 people that throughout the year participate in different things. And, you know, at our meetings, probably about 15 regulars that show up, and then there's probably another four or five that says, I got this project or I got that project.
And then on parade day itself, just as simple as making sure everybody's lined up, that's probably another 5 to 8 people, just to make sure that, you know, as the parade goes, you just know that everybody's lined up. But getting all those people in the right place at the right time, in the right order.
Support package to put the parade on it the day of.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been in a lot of parades. I was talking about my prior service with the NYPD and such. You know, we marched in the St. Patrick's Day parade in Savannah, Georgia, and that's a big military parade down in Savannah, Georgia, where the girls run out and they have the bright red lipstick and kiss all the battalions from the military on the side. Keeping those enlisted in line is probably like corralling cats. So I can imagine how it is up here in Scranton, just about the same. Again, with the pomp and circumstance of this community and such support for our nation's military.
Oh, you can't believe all the support as COVID kind of stopped a lot of things that went on. This parade has been going on since 1950 when they first brought about Armed Forces Day and brought the services together and said, we're going to have one day to celebrate all of them at the same time, bring out community awareness as well as show off what the capabilities we have out there. So since then, minus a small hiatus from the 70s to the 90s, if you know what happened in the 70s. But it was brought back, and then COVID stopped it for a couple years. And when we brought it back with a celebration on Courthouse Square in 2023, so many people came up and asked us, when's the parade coming back? When's the parade coming back? From vendors, from just people walking up to us on the street. So phenomenal to put it back in place last year, and glad to continue it this year.
Yeah, and from the start at Geno Murley and the end, Courthouse Square, one of the first things that I fell in love with when I moved to this area 21 years ago is that Courthouse Square, that iconic look, and with the Veterans Memorial lawn pretty much there, the whole lawn is taken up for it. It's a perfect place to end it. Any VIPs coming out for this parade?
So the Adjutant General of Pennsylvania will be our parade reviewing officer. So that's General Pippi. He was also a former congressman here in the state of Pennsylvania, and now our two-star general in charge of us. And then our parade marshal is a 103-year-old World War II veteran. He was actually in Tokyo Bay when they signed the surrender, when Japan surrendered to us. So it's kind of awesome that we have Mr. Libertari, Al Libertari, that's going to be our parade marshal this year.
Wow. Yeah, makes it that much more special. As far as equipment and stuff that you guys are bringing, what type of stuff are you going to have? I mean, vehicle-wise or anything like that. I mean, I don't expect any howitzers down Lackawanna Avenue, but you never know with you guys.
Both of us growing up field artillery, we would have loved to have some howitzers in this.
We do have some of our engineer equipment, some of our Humvees, some of our bigger vehicles will be on display in the parade. Toby Hanna, which is one of our largest supporters of all the military across the globe, they provide a lot of that communications equipment used by all the services. They're going to bring some of their equipment to be in the parade as well with us. And overall, just the marching units, some of the parade, it'll be static display on Courthouse Square as well as in the parade for everybody to see.
That was the next thing I was going to ask. Any static display so kids can get up close and see it and talk to the staff that are manning or womening the facilities you have?
Yep, we do have some of those out there. Right on Courthouse Square, we'll set up some of our engineer equipment as well as some of our communications equipment. And then each one of the services will have some of their recruiting displays and whatever they can bring with them. We're trying to get one of our local warfighting supporters, Gentex Corporation. Hopefully they'll be setting up their equipment because they make the helmets that protect all of us out there in the field.
Yep, my son wears their helmet.
They're right here in little old northeast Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah.
It has a big impact on the entire military right here.
Yeah, when he was up before he deployed, he was went into Gentex and says, you know, I'm an F-18 pilot. And they brought him in and showed him. He says, you know, I wear your helmet every day. You know, thank you for it, first of all. And how they accepted him was just phenomenal. How they looked at his CAT card, walked him in, and, you know, took him on a tour of where they make the equipment that he wears each and every day.
Yeah, both of us were in awe recently, along with one or two other people. We got to see the facilities as well, and we were just in awe of where it starts and where it ends and the technology.
The technology advancements are incredible. And even if you look at the different blocks of the F-18, the differences between the Block 1, the Block 2, and now the Block 3, which is almost just as advanced as an F-35, just goes to show that those it might be the same plane look-wise, but it's not by a long point. And I'm sure that's the same for a lot of your equipment that you guys use it day in and day out.
Correct. You're right. It might look like it's something that was a few years old, but we've been able to upgrade our technologies and keep up with the times.
So Scranton has never disappointed when it comes to marathons or such like that. You guys have the Heroes of All Kinds 5K. You said there's still space available for that, right?
Absolutely. Please come out.
Yeah, right up to the day of. They could sign up that morning if they can get online, search it, online and get the registration. But if they wanted the day of, maybe somebody Friday night talks them in. They're going for a run Saturday morning, and they can show up that morning and sign up.
And I'm looking here. It says check out the website at NEPAArmedForcesParade.com.
Correct. Yes, there is a link to the 5K right on that page as well. Shows some pictures from previous. Shows our registration for anybody who wants to be a participant. And we'll still get you in if somebody wants to be part of our parade, along with the groups that we already have coming. If somebody else wants to go, we'll definitely accept them.
Yeah, so if you're a high school band, if you're an organization that might want to get involved with this, reach out and you guys will make it happen.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
And we do have one of our local bands, North Pocono, is going to kick off the parade. They'll lead out front with the color guard from the 55th Brigade.
All right, I'm going to share this on my social media as well. Again, that's NEPAArmedForcesParade.com. Gentlemen, thank you for both your service. Thank you for, as part of your committee, making sure this event happens. Heroes of All Kind 5K kicking off at 9 a.m., 11 a.m. is the parade. Pretty much happening all day.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for the support. Getting the word out there is key to everything we do. So we appreciate you guys getting the audience to know what's going on.
Anytime. Again, I'll share this on my social media, get the word out there as well.